So it's the Lady Texans food drive that you guys got going on. We have Miss Phillips with us this morning and Miss Brown.
Yes.
Miss Brown, I've seen you before. Anyway, another story, another time. But first of all, good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, tell us about the food drive, first of all.
Well, it's tomorrow at the HEB on I-10 in Bunker Hill. And I believe it's from
11 to 6.
Mm-hmm. 11 to 6.
Now, what exactly will you guys be looking for?
Canned foods, non-perishable foods, canned meats, vegetables, fruits, and particularly peanut butter, I think, is a big need.
Now, for those that don't know, let me go back a little bit. Miss Phillips, she is the wife of who is now the interim coach for our Houston Texans. There's a couple of things that have happened in the last few days, and the word is out that he is very interested in being the actual coach for the Houston Texans.
Okay.
You say what about that? Are you in the background saying, yes, my man, go for it? Or are you kind of standoff and say, hey, what you're doing now is great for us. Just keep the position that you got right now.
I go with the flow around here. You know, I mean, we've been married 43 years,
wow.
And I've
beautiful.
Just been going with the flow the whole time.
It's a lot of flow. A lot of flow right there. Right?
With all the turmoil that's been happening, though, does it change your household, how everything operates?
You know, our household runs the same pretty much all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you feel stress or you feel this or that, but we have to stay on an even keel pretty much.
And same thing for you, Miss Brown. You all know her as Debbie Dev, who also once her day gig was working for 97.9 a Box, but she decided, you know what, just being an all-around star and the wife of Dwayne Brown,
God.
Who is the left tackle for our Texans, is just, you know, I got better things to do with my time.
Oh,
so
come
I get
on.
It and I understand. But does the stress, does it change at home for you too? Because it's been a stressful year with the losses that the Texans have taken on, and then with the coach being replaced and all kind of other things probably happening that we don't even know about at this point.
You know, you just got to roll with the punches, because as in life, things happen and you just got to kind of, you know, try to stay afloat. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in our household, that's what I try to do. Of course, sometimes he might be a little upset after a game or, you know, after really anything, like we all do after a hard day at work. Mm-hmm. And you just try to rise above it and keep striving.
I'm just really curious. So do y'all know who's going to be the coach at this point? Do your thing, Ms. Phillips. I'm going to be quiet.
My big news is that we're having a food drive.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can accept that. Again, the food drive Thursday happening from 11 until 6 o'clock, HEB, I-10, and Bunker Hill.
We're going to see how much our wives know about their player coach husbands. Okay. We're going to ask you guys three
questions. She knows nothing about Wade.
Okay. Here we go. We'll start with Ms. Brown over there. Dwayne played for the Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Now, what was their mascot? What was their...
Really?
Oh, God. A Hokie?
Very good.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. On to Ms. Phillips. Okay, what position did Wade play in college?
Linebacker.
Wow. Very good so far. All right.
It's only her husband, Jim.
I'm just saying, you know, something, you know, long time, 43
years. Some don't
know. Okay, here we go. Second question for Ms. Brown. What position did Dwayne play before he moved to offensive tackle?
Ooh.
Tight end.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think Debbie would know any of these.
It's called Google.
Thanks a lot, Jimbo.
Google.
All right. This is a tough one for Ms. Phillips. In 1993, Wade, it was his first playoff game, coaching for the Broncos. What team did he lose to in the wild card game?
Oh, I don't know that.
Really?
No, but Wade could tell you every play in the game, I'm sure. But
it was the Raiders. I'm sure he would tell us. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And third one for you, Debbie. How many games did Dwayne start in his rookie year?
All of them.
You are correct. 16.
Wow. Nice.
And then final one.
Hello.
Final one for Ms. Phillips. Who did Wade replace as Dallas Cowboys head coach?
Bill Parcells.
Very good.
Nice. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Very nice.
You all know
yes,
your husbands.
Indeed.
And now Debbie just been married for what, the last
year and a half,
mm-hmm. almost 2 years. Ms. Phillips, 43 years, you said.
Yeah.
What can you tell people who are married or about to be married or young in marriage? What do you do? What can they do to keep it all together and have that many incredible years?
Just love each other and have a sense of humor and roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches.
That sounds about right.
I guess real quick, Ms. Phillips, before we let you guys go and plug your food drive one more time. You know, Bum Phillips recently passed away, beloved here in Houston. What was your favorite saying that Bum would say all the time or something? Can you tell us a in-depth story about Bum that you know, might not have shared with anybody else?
I just think there were all kinds of things about Bum that were special. I think he had a unique way of dealing with people. And he made you feel special when you were with him. Mm-hmm. I think that was his main strength. He could, everyone felt like they were his best friend or they were part of his family. And I think that was his biggest strength.
Let me ask this question to Ms. Phillips, and Debbie, you can get in on this as well. Oftentimes in the news, they get criticized and called all sorts of names and all kind of bad things are said. And you just got to sit there regular day and act like that's, it's for us, it seems to be regular because we listen to it, but it happens to be your husband. How is that and how do you deal with that? The criticism.
When I don't make a point of listening to it. I don't try to listen to that. But when I do hear it, I don't like it.
Right.
I mean, and it makes me aggravated and it makes me mad. And but I just have to slough it off.
Yeah, because it's almost like the people that you're with are not human beings. They're just these objects that get talked about, and people think that there's nobody, no one that loves them, cares about them, have any emotional attachment to them. And they just talk, look, Dwayne is really sucking this Sunday.
I'll fight anybody.
It is.
Listen, you come to me on the street, you tweet me something about my husband. No.
All right. Tell us how you really feel, Debbie Deb.
No, but it's kind of like, you know, of course, being working in radio myself, it's like I know sometimes I have to discuss people that I don't know. So I look at it like that. Like you said, they're kind of like, you know, they're an object to people. So sometimes just like I'll be home at the TV yelling like, oh, you look crazy or why are you doing this? Like, you know, I get it. People also got to kind of watch it because they are human beings.
That's
so,
right.
You know, constructive criticism or criticize what they do, but not them as people.
That's right.
And if we as wives call into the radio station and say, I don't like what you're saying. Or you know, I mean,
there's a whole nother big mess to go on.
Yeah, I mean, what would happen then?
Let me just say, Ms. Phillips, that would be so cool.
I know.
Let me tell you, if we ever say anything, feel free. Give her the hotline number. Feel
just
free.
So you know, Hatta, I don't
you
have
wrong,
your number.
Player.
No.
I want you to say,
you're like, your number.
All right. One last question, real quick. How long did it take for Wade? I know he was coaching for the Bills when the Music City Miracle happened. How long did it take for him to get over that?
We're still not over that. I get this sick feeling in my stomach when you mention it.
Sorry about that.
It is Laura Phillips and Debbie Brown in the studio with us this morning. Of course, Mr. Wade Phillips, interim coach for the Texans right now, and Debbie Brown, her husband, Dwayne Brown, left tackle for the Texans. I appreciate you guys being here. For those, make sure I got this correct. The Lady Texans Food Drive, Thursday, tomorrow, 11 in the morning till 6 o'clock, HEB, I-10, Bunker Hill, looking for all non-perishable food items.
Yes.
And money's taken as well.
And peanut butter.
And peanut butter as well. And it's for a good cause, so everyone should go out there and give as much as they can.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.